Welcome friends to Literature Mantra, I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we'll discuss the writer Thomas D. Quincey, okay? Thomas D. Quincey, Q-U-I-N-C-E-Y, Quincey, okay? And the dates of Thomas D. Quincey are from 1785 to 1859, okay? Now he was an English essayist and a critic and he's best known for his Confessions of an English Opium Eater, okay? Confessions of an English Opium Eater. Now, pehle to aapko bata dun that he himself used to consume opium, okay, which is a kind of drug. And when the first version of this Confessions was published, the purpose that he himself describes was to warn the reader of the dangers of opium, okay? And in this, he combines the interest of a journalistic expose of a social evil, which is opium consumption, with somewhat, you know, contradictory picture of subjective pleasures of drug addiction, okay? But he describes all of this, his own experiences, in a very, very poetic and imaginative way, okay? Because after all, how it feels after taking some drug, that only that drug addict can tell you. Unless, of course, somebody himself or herself is a drug addict, okay? So, in this work, he details his experiences with opium addiction, his dreams, his also psychological states that he experienced. Now, after that, the next work that he wrote and for which he is famous is called On the Knocking at the Gate in Macbeth. On the Knocking at the Gate in Macbeth. Now, Macbeth is a play by William Shakespeare. So, this is a brilliant piece of literary criticism on that work. And in this work, he explores the psychological impact of a pivotal moment in Shakespeare's play, which is Macbeth. Uske baad ek aur inka bada famous work hai. It's called On Murder, Considered as One of the Fine Arts. On Murder, Considered as One of the Fine Arts. Now, title sunke hi thoda ajeeb lagta hai. But as the title indicates, it is about that. It is a, you know, satirical essay. This is a satirical essay which treats the topic of murder in a kind of, you know, humorous or macabre humor is there. Or macabre ka synonym kya hai? Grotesque. So, you can also describe this as a kind of grotesque humor, which is there in this work, Murder Considered as One of the Fine Arts. And from a literary point of view, the most illuminating of, you know, De Quincey's critical works is his work called Literary Reminiscences. Now, this work contains, you know, very good appreciations of the works of William Wordsworth, Coleridge, Charles Lamb, P.B. Shelley, Keats, Hazlitt, as well as William Savage Lander. So, literary appreciation is there. Now, after this, he has written some other works also. Ek ka to naam hai, The English Mail Coach. The English Mail Coach. This was published in 1849. Then he has also written Jean of Arc. Jean of Arc ka naam suna hoga aapne. When we read French history or world history. Now, Jean of Arc was a kind of freedom fighter. And she brilliantly fought the British. So, unke upar hai ye work. And this was published in 1847. After that, he has written another work called The Revolt of the Tartars. T-A-R-T-A-R-S. The Revolt of the Tartars. This was published in 1840. So, with respect to Thomas D. Quincey, just remember that he pioneered a deeply personal form of the essay writing. He is also known for exploration of dreams and the subconscious state of human beings. And some of his works are also infused with elements of the Gothic and Sublime. And after he published the Confessions of an English Opium Eater, uske baad inhone ek sequel bhi likha tha, and that sequel is titled Suspiria de Profundis. Suspiria S. U-S-P-I-R-I-A, Suspiria D. Profundis, P-R-O-F-U-N-D-I-S, Even this is a, as I told you, this is a very personal sequel to the Confessions that he wrote earlier. And this deals with dream visions and the depth of sorrow, And you know, this is just a, you know, record of the gloomy and terrible dreams, you know, that were produced after he took opium. So, ek tarike ka ek sequel hai, pehle wale jo work hai, uska ek sequel hai ye. So, from an exam point of view, just remember that Thomas D. Quincey is famous for the work Confessions of an English Opium Eater. This work is autobiographical in nature. It contains his experiences after taking opium. After that, he has written some other works also, one of which is called Murder Considered as One of the Fine Arts. After that, another work is called On the Knocking at the Gate in Macbeth. After that, there is another work called Literary Reminiscences. ठीक है। और उसके बाद जो मैंने आपको वर्क बताया था द इंग्लिश मेल कोच, ठीक है। नाउ इसमें एज द नेम इंडिकेट्स इट्स अबाउट अ कोच जर्नी, बट इट ऑल्सो एक्सप्लोर्स द थीम्स ऑफ मेमोरी, ड्रीम्स एंड द पावर ऑफ मोशन, ठीक है। सो अगेन इट्स अबाउट मेमोरी एंड ड्रीम्स ऑल्सो, ठीक है।